This week on Folks and Fables, our crew finally finds the book they are looking for, and now all they need to do is get out. Unfortunately, things don't go as planned. So now, let's get to the show.
All right, so last we left off, you folks descended in and out of the servants' quarters like a bunch of lunatics and have officially made your way to the infamous study in which you found the notebook that you presume you've been looking for.
Sure hope so.
So I can kind of like restate, because I feel like it's been a while since we've recorded. Not for the audience, it's been like a week for them because we love you more than we love ourselves. But like for us... Do you want me to like kind of re-give you like the room description if you want me to? Like,
well, we're back in the beer cellar room or the wine cellar room, and we had to grab a specific bottle, and then something opened, and that's all I remember.
So is that a yes? Should I give
yes.
you the re-
yes? Give us the room description.
Okay. So as you grab the bottle, which was a brandy specifically from the year 1504 from the seventh month, these two shelves kind of slide open, and in front of you is this study, and it's really plain. No markings on the walls, no heraldry, nothing like that. All you see are a bunch of maps and books and scrolls strewn out around this desk, a nice red velvet chair, and a notebook sitting on the table. And by the way, just for context, it's just P. Ron and JJ right now. Or just P. Ron and JJ, or just P. Ron and Astraea?
Yeah. One of JJ and Piron. Astraea got held up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not there.
I think JJ is going to read the book. Check it out. Flip through.
Okay. So as you go to pick up the book, you kind of see, like, it's completely filled out. Like, 100%. And in it, there's scribblings. Like, every page is filled, basically, from top to bottom with words that you can't really understand. There's like drawings and symbols, and like a couple of symbols you specifically pick out is there's like a triangle with circles kind of at each point. There's two swords kind of standing, one fully upright, one opposite hilts up. And then you see like a ball of light kind of scribbled into one of the corners. And like this goes on and on and on. But what's most interesting is at the end, you kind of see it start to like taper off and go from like what looks to be words just not in a language that you can understand to legitimately like scribbles. And about like that's about 2/3 of the way through the book. And it's still completely filled out, but it's just scribbles at that point.
Okay. What language is it in?
I do not... What languages do you speak?
I speak Common, Elvish, Sylvan, and Draconic.
It is none of those.
Well...
At least you know that. We've ruled a couple out.
All right. Could I do any sort of attempt to, like, figure out what it is? Like, maybe, like, a history check or some sorts? I don't know. Like, to do a linguistics kind of thing?
Yeah, you could absolutely do a history check to kind of figure out, like... I don't think you'd be able to read it, but if you wanted to try and figure out what kind of a language it is, I think you could maybe pick up a couple of words here and there.
Yeah, like, I want to try and recognize the language of sorts. Well, that was a crit fail, so a 7 in total.
Apparently, you just don't know how to speak common anymore. You're just that drunk. You've just forgotten how to read.
Okay, well, I look at Piron and just... Well, I thought that we'd be able to get some insight here, but turns out it's just not the case. So, do you want to hide these? You seem to like hiding things in your pants. Would you like to hide these in your this in your pants as well?
How big is the notebook? Would Piron look at it and think this is something I can tuck into my pants, or is this like?
So it's the kind of notebook that's like, it wouldn't be comfortable to do. You could do it and you could probably get away with it, but it's like, you know, when you go out somewhere and you buy something, but you don't have anything to carry it with. So you're just kind of awkwardly trying to figure out like where to put it. And so if you like stuff something that's kind of a little too big into your pocket, that's effectively what you'd be doing.
I'm kind of carrying too many things. I don't know that I have space for an entire notebook, but you know what they say? Sometimes you just gotta walk out with it like you own it.
Well, I mean, it is. We are here. We do know the variables of the servants' quarters here. So it could entirely be possible that we could leave it with the chef or with our stuff that's hidden away.
Did you forget the chef's name?
Yes. 100%.
Joey, there's too many NPCs. You can't blame us.
I am quite. I'm not ashamed.
But Gloria is Bay.
So, oh, Gloria, was that it? Right. Yes. Okay. Gloria, the chef. Yeah. Okay. So I'll start it from the top. No, actually, JJ would 100%. Never mind. JJ would 100% have forgotten the chef's name.
Especially drunk JJ.
Especially drunk JJ.
I'm not too sure how I feel about leaving it with the chef, with Gloria. Honestly, because we know that at least two different factions are at work here, and we've let enough things end up in the wrong hands. I'd like if this stayed with us for as long as possible. But maybe we could go back into the kitchen and we could just wrap it in a flour bag or something. You know, make it subtle, but keep it on hand.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think we need to do that even. I mean, my bag is with our stuff. So we could just put it in my bag and be done with it.
That's a great point.
Yeah, we just have to hope that...
All right, let's do that then. We'll make our way. Do you think you could get the book into the bag? And I'm going to make sure Astraea hasn't been arrested. How about you go put the book in your bag? Do you think you can do that on your own? And I'm going to make sure Astraea hasn't been arrested.
Well, if we can't trust the chef, then we need someone to distract the chef. Gloria. Yes, Gloria. Someone needs to distract Gloria before I put it away so that I can do that without him knowing. Then we can both work together to make sure that Astraea is okay. But also, I mean, we did tell her just act drunk and you know, maybe it'll be okay. So, I don't know. She might be okay.
Well, passing Gloria is on the way to finding out if Astraea has been arrested. So I guess we'll just kill two birds with one stone.
Exactly. It'll just be one fluid motion. Let's go.
All right. And then I guess we head to the storage room where our stuff is kept.
Okay. So, yeah, once again, it's not like a super hard way back. Just kind of going over, as I explained, sorry, audience. Like, you go back through the main kind of dining hall area where your baby troll that you had the encounter with has kind of mucked things up. Like, there's, you know, there's, like, chairs everywhere. Like, a table's kind of turned onto its side. Dishes all over the place. Like, fine china's just been kind of smashed. It's not a pretty sight, but I think it's not the end of the world. And then you gotta keep going. You go back into the servants' quarters, and Gloria is just kind of there making this like soup over this big cauldron with this big puffy chef's hat that he's now kind of put back on after his whole encounter with the three of you. And he looks at you and goes, "Huh. Already done, eh? So, did we get what we were looking for, or what's going on here?"
JJ nudges, Piron.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't had a lot to go on, but I think we found what we're looking for. We're just gonna carry it out, and then I guess get along with the party. Any news on Astraea? I left her around here. I'm hoping she's okay.
And actually, as you say that, we're going to cut to Astraea. Now, Astraea, you managed to get caught outside of the room and didn't manage to get in. And the servants were kind of crowding all around.
I didn't get caught. I just didn't try to go in because I didn't think I'd be able to make in.
Yeah, you just didn't follow them inside. What have you been doing waiting for these guys? Have you just kind of been vibing?
Well, I assumed waiting outside the door at the servants' quarter, not the best thing. So, I have been sitting in the ballroom-ish. I'll be standing at the bar, just like standing there. I haven't ordered anything, but I'm there.
Okay. I think the bartender's come up to you a couple times and been like, hey, do you maybe like want anything or like,
oh,
like, are you just going to stand here and take tips?
Oh, sorry. I don't actually have any money on me. My friend keeps on me. So I'd order things, but I can't pay for them.
Wait, you do know that everything's on the house, right? Like tips are just preferred.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I'm okay though. Like, I already made one muck of myself. Like, I don't think I really need to make a second muck of myself. So,
I'm going to be honest. It was kind of pretty funny what happened. I'm not going to lie. I don't think that's happened in about 6 years. Don't worry. You're not going to be the first person to make an ass of themselves at this place. And you're definitely not going to be the last tonight.
Oh, I mean, I don't really care. I just like didn't want to do it again. I feel like that'd be like a bad idea. You know,
like probably, but I'd find it funny.
Well, it's okay. I'm okay. You know, yeah.
I mean, listen. I've heard, and you seem funny. So I'm gonna tell you. I've heard that there's gonna be maybe some shenanigans going on later. I might know somebody who's gonna be able to top that level of funny business, if you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean, but I'm okay with it. Interesting shenanigans, okay, sure, yeah.
He kind of looks at you and then kind of like pulls his head over to you and pulls you kind of around, like,
mm-hmm.
like kind of like motioning for you to come towards him.
Mm-hmm. I do.
Okay. He kind of looks at you and then he like goes to whisper in your ear and he goes, "Hi, nice to meet you, Zachariah, professional prankster," and hands you like a business card.
Hello, Zachariah. I won't remember your name.
Shh, no names. So only aliases.
Okay. Then my alias is Astraea. Astraea backwards is Atressa. My alias is Atressa.
Wait, nice, but weren't you announced as Astraea?
But you said no names, only aliases.
Oh. See, you're picking up. I understand now. Okay, listen. Atressa. Astraea, whoever you are, both Astraea Tressa.
Cool.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
In about an hour,
one
I'm
hour.
Gonna pull the sickest, most gnarliest prank ever.
Yes.
And I need you to see it. Okay. All I'm gonna say is that it involves a bag of flour, three chickens, some honey, and a live bear.
A live bear seems like a bad idea.
All right. I'll see you then. And then he kind of like throws a smoke bomb down and disappears.
I don't think he was supposed to be here. Did anyone else see that? I look around.
I'll be honest.
Like, did anyone else see that?
I'm going to be honest. Like, no. No. Like, it was
How?
Just you and Zachariah.
Ow. Well, I guess we have an hour to do. In an hour, we can do something stupid is what I'm going to take from that. I should probably go find. I'm saying this out loud. I don't need to say it loud. But Astraea's probably like, I should probably go find my compatriots because that means in an hour. So we have to get the book. I don't fully remember what else we had to do. Do we have to do anything else other than get the book?
Well, once you had to find, you had to find the contact, which you did, and then you have to find the
Check.
Book, which you
Wait, we
did.
That, oh, we did find the contact. Then we found the book, which we did.
Yes.
And
now,
also somehow we haven't been kicked out yet. I don't care.
I'm gonna be honest. You're so lucky. You're so lucky. I'm looking at you, Benji. You're so lucky.
Yeah, we've got.
I straddle a fine line, but I have proficiency in acrobatics.
So, and then once we get the book, do we need to do anything else? Like, I heard that we need to get either the book out or the contents of the book.
Well, we're also supposed to get, or at least we were threatened with, we were blackmailed into getting booze that we forgot.
I don't care anymore.
How to find. Yeah.
It seems like Cisco also forgot, so we're good.
I'm pretty sure we grabbed just a bottle and went.
Yeah, I have a really nice bottle.
Because JJ grabbed two bottles and then drank one and went, the other one is probably what we're looking for.
JJ grabbed one. Estrella grabbed one. Didn't even look at it.
Yeah, but I
like Joey was mid description and Quinn was just like, no.
I was like, I don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Worst case scenario, we have a backup plan. But anyways.
So maybe we can use this distraction to get it out. But I'm going to wait for my peoples to find me. So
I'm going to be honest. As this kind of interaction ends, you kind of start to look around and you realize that your friends are starting to make their way out of the servants' quarters at this point.
Yeah.
Like they're starting to head back into the main room.
Do I see
them?
Yeah,
so we've put the book in the pantry and all that jazz. Yeah, dope. Yeah, we'll make our way over to Estrella. And I guess JJ will just quietly lean over and whisper after ordering like a drink, getting it, whatever. Just kind of lean over and just be like, we got the book. It's with the rest of our stuff. I don't think we have anything else to worry about business-wise tonight.
Well, so first of all, are we just leaving our stuff with it? Like, it wasn't part of the plan that someone was going to take our stuff. Why are we just leaving it there? Two. In an hour, some person named Zachariah is going to perform a prank with chickens, flowers, and a bear. So that, I think, is when we should just make our escape. I know they said we should just stay here, but I think the longer we be here, the longer we have to fuck up. So what if we just leave?
I was going to say that I feel like leaving during that conundrum would be suspicious. But I also heavily agree with the idea that the longer we're here, the more opportunity we have to fuck up. So that does sound like a good plan. Because I am so out of my element.
If you asked me at the beginning of this job whether we should stay or go early, I would say stay because that would be the least suspicious thing. However... a lot has happened, and I'm tired, and I really want to go home. So,
would JJ like a burrito?
JJ will need breakfast burritos after this. He needs cookies and vodka and a nap, and then burritos in the morning. But,
okay, you're making me hungry. You need to relax.
Hold on. Is that your hangover cure? Vodka, cookies, and a burrito?
No, what? Okay.
Well, then why does JJ need vodka, cookies, and a burrito?
Vodka and cookies that night, then a nap, all right, and then a burrito in the morning. But also, I think you know me well enough, and I have been drunk, or rather hungover, at your house in the morning enough for you to know that Dunk's hangover cure...
I don't really care.
Fair enough. All right, so... I think we should do the dwarvish goodbye, all right? Leave without saying anything. And if anyone did follow up and ask, then, you know what, maybe I'll even tell the others that came with us, you know what, we just got a little bit too tipsy and we decided to take the carriage home. So I guess I'll go find our employers and let them know that. And then we're going to dip when whatever his name is, I don't give a shit, does his prank.
Sound Zachariah. Good? Before we do that, we should confirm that we're okay with just leaving our stuff in the barrels, and that like,
oh no, we're not going to leave our stuff in the barrels when during the whole prank. We have an hour.
We're going to go back into the servants' quarters, get all our stuff, and then go.
Well, our stuff is right at it's right in the kitchen, so it's right there.
We're really tempting fate here by having to keep going into the servants' quarters and then get out of it,
and with like spears and stuff. My spear. I got a big ass stick with a blade on the end of it. That's going to be hard to sneak out.
So actually, right as you guys are having this conversation, you hear a ding, ding. And as you kind of turn to see what's going on, you see that all of a sudden this ball floor has just filled with tables and chairs. And there's like the most absurd amounts of food just being served on these like grandiose tables covered in like, you know, chicken and cakes and, you know, meats of galore and cheeses and all. There's literally an entire table dedicated to like liqueurs just like mounted on one side, and it takes up the entire ball floor, which I think is I described as something like 50 feet long. And as this kind of finishes being set up, you see one of the members of the royal household kind of stand up and say, "Thank you for coming to our amazing event. As behalf of our thanks, dinner is served." And he rings this like little bell, and all of the servants kind of step back and just kind of go into like their corners as everyone just kind of goes to line up at whatever section of food they want.
JJ turns around, looks at the other two folks, and just... "With the utensils, start from the outside and work your way in, okay?"
JJ, and then, it's fine. We're gonna get out of here.
Yeah, that was my plan. Goodness. Like, I just wasn't gonna...
Thank goodness.
I'm gonna go talk to Silas, confirm we got what we were sent for, and organize the plan to get us and our stuff out of here. You could probably use a meal, JJ, so maybe go grab a snack, and Estrella, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna go get a little bite to eat.
Maybe just grab me one of those tiny sandwiches. I'd love a tiny sandwich. Estrella, right. Do you want to come with me or go with JJ? Or do your own thing?
I'll come with you.
Cool. Squat up. Okay. Little fist bump. And they go over to find Silas.
Okay, so I think we'll cut to Piron and Estrella first. So Piron, Estrella, you kind of are walking around and you see Silas and Penelope kind of standing off in a corner, just seeming to be like discussing something with a third person that neither of you kind of recognize. They seem like it's this hooded figure. And then just as you're kind of approaching, the figure looks at them, nods, and then just kind of walks away. And Silas goes, "Oh, well,
who is that?"
Oh, don't worry about that. So have we figured out where the book is?
Yeah, we got it. It's where we what's with our stuff. We were coming to ask stuff. You actually if our stuff.
No, JJ is holding it actually right now.
I thought you said you put it with your stuff.
No, JJ's holding it.
Oh, lies. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, but we weren't gonna tell them that because we didn't want the thing to end up in the wrong hands. I give up. I quit.
Wait, so does JJ have it, or is it with your stuff?
I look to Piron for a second with like a bleh? I'm like, I actually don't know. I wasn't there, so
I'm pretty sure JJ kept it on him.
Please roll a deception check. I would not have made you roll a deception check if not for that whole interaction.
I didn't know we weren't doing this. No one told me.
9.
He looks at you and goes, "All right.
I legitimately don't know. There's no reason to distrust this person. I legitimately wasn't there. They just said we had to get our stuff before we got out, which
that is
still
that
true.
Is what we wanted to talk to you about. We have reason to believe that we might have a window of exit, and we've had a bad time here. So we're thinking the sooner we leave, the better for everyone not getting beheaded.
But I do, but I have a great question. Who was the freaking hooded person?
That is a good question.
One of our agents. Don't worry about it.
Why do you have so many agents? Why are we here at all?
Because those agents don't do what you do.
What do we do?
What we asked explain. You to do. They have their roles, just like you have yours.
This is shady.
Sure, but I'm not gonna lie. What did you expect?
A little less shady.
Okay.
You're supposed to be the good folks.
We are.
I have limited reason to trust this.
Sure.
Can I roll insight?
Absolutely.
12. God damn it.
I mean, he seems like he's telling the truth. He seems like he's genuinely believing what he's saying.
Well, that's fair. Okay, yeah, so like basically some person named Zachariah is going to do some preposterous prank.
Zachariah? They've hired Zachariah again? Oh my god, the entertainer is going to be amazing. Last time he released, like Penelope starts going off going, last time he released like 1,000 frogs and it was the greatest time ever. Oh my god. And that time where he led the stray horses into the dinner table and we ate the horses.
Excuse me, I don't care. What we're going to do is use that as a get out.
I'm not sure that's going to work.
Why? That seems like here's a perfect plan.
Thing.
He said there's going to be chickens, flour, and a bear. How come we couldn't get out during that?
They close and lock in the front doors. So the only way out is through servants' quarters.
Servants' quarters many times. We're very
we're
good at
well
this.
Acquainted with the servants' quarters.
Okay. Tell you what. Dinner is over and Zachariah should be, what, an hour, you said, roughly?
Yes.
Maybe less than that now? Yes. Until he performs. Wait near the servants' quarters, and then when that happens, be ready and get out.
Okay.
We'll meet you at the carriages and then take you back to camp.
Okay.
Where you'll give us the book.
Yes.
Because
yes.
You found the book.
Of course.
Yes.
I'm not lying. We do have the book.
Well, we have a book that we're really hoping is the book, but we didn't have a lot to go on what the book is.
Well, what did you find in the book?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. JJ saw it.
I'm gonna have you roll persuasion on this.
It's true.
No, absolutely. 100%. That is... absolutely just giving, like, you are presenting a lack of information. And so you're not lying, so I'm not going to make you roll deception, but please roll persuasion.
It's the same thing either way. Another 9.
He looks at you and goes, like, nothing? Like, legitimately, you went, I'm closing my eyes, take the book, I'm not even going to look at the cover?
Well, I was standing guard to make sure no one walked by, and JJ's kind of the book person, if you haven't figured that out about us already. So JJ looked at the book, went, yep, this looks good, and then, you know, grabbed it, and then we left. I don't know more about books. If JJ thinks it's good, JJ thinks it's good. I don't have enough book insight
I have a question.
Competed.
What other book would we find in the alcohol room? Why would there be multiple books there? There's a trap book.
An alcohol book? Maybe? I don't know. I didn't look at it. I don't know what was written in it. All I know was like rating their favorite drinks.
All we found in there was a bunch of, there was, remember the like little cloaks with names that I wanted to steal and a book. So like, why would there be another book?
Yeah. So it's probably the book.
Can I propose a little scenic something?
Sure.
I imagine when they're all like talking about JJ's credentials and stuff and Penelope and, the other guy are not are not really buying it. They kind of just like look over to see JJ like sitting at one of the tables and it's like the soup course and like he's like just putting up like he's just like getting some soup, sees them and like smiles and gives like a thumbs up and like some of the soup like spills out down his like dribbles down his face as he does it, just give it a thumbs up. Like,
I think we're good.
Silas kind of looks at you and goes, I think we found the book, but show it.
What other book would there be?
Well, I mean, this is where the contact led you, correct?
Yes.
Wait, I thought you... Whatever. Yes.
We know that yes. I didn't know about the contact. We know that the contact had to be very anonymous. We've been through this.
Yep.
I thought
yep,
you
yep,
were
yep.
the contact. There's
good.
Too many contacts.
It's no,
good.
No, no.
Yes.
I'm on the right page.
We're your good. Handler. The other person was your contact.
We don't need to go through this. It's fine. We have what we need. We want to get out. The longer we stay, the more likely it is that we all get killed.
Because as you see, we're really bad at this.
Yeah, no, really. I thought you could at least, like, you know, maneuver your way through, but apparently...
What? I don't know what made you think that two country idiots and then one educated man...
Hey.
...could possibly have made their way through... a royal party, but it went about as well as I think any of us could have expected, and I think we leave while we're ahead.
Absolutely. Go grab yourself some food for the road. We'll see you outside in a couple of hours.
All right. See you outside in a couple of hours.
Is there a room that doesn't have that many people in it that I can go to?
I would say, like, if you go to the like the gallery areas, there's far fewer people up there than like the main dining area.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm gonna go there, and I'm gonna find like a little corner thing. I'm gonna use my little wisdom of the stars trait to ask the stars a question that they're gonna try to tell me if they're gonna try to tell me and I need to figure it out. Right, interpret. Okay. We talked about this. Basically, I roll to interpret the thing they give me as an answer.
Absolutely.
Can Silas be trusted, stars? He seems real sketchy. I don't trust him. Can he be trusted?
Sorry. Just give me a quick reminder of what I need to be.
Okay, so
I
roll wisdom, and then you tell me. The stars will answer however you want them to answer, and then I interpret the answer.
Okay.
So I'll roll wisdom.
Do it.
This is 7.
Okay. Trust or be trusted. Everyone has their own motives. Thyself has personal gain and loss from thy endeavors.
I have an important question. How are the stars are telling me this through how? Like, how am I misinterpreting something or interpreting something? Like,
I'm gonna be honest,
happened...
I think you kind of get like a you get this like vision in your head where you kind of like you have like a flash, you hear the message, and then you throw your stones, and that's kind of how you interpret it.
Do I see anything when I get that vision?
Clouds. Lots of, like, and not clouds as in like, oh, your vision is clouded. I mean like a sky filled with clouds.
Cool.
Big white fluffy clouds.
Perfectly vague. You know, you gave me something interesting. It's up for me to make it useful. I don't know how to make that useful, but I decide that I don't trust Silas that much. So we should go. Where's Benji? Where's Jade Pieron?
Pieron went to go. No, Pieron was like, okay, beating an hour, go get some food. Sounds good. And went to JJ and went, okay, how do I do this without embarrassing myself? And I think Estrella would look over to JJ being like, you know, guiding Pieron's hands as to how to hold his plate and his forks and whatever.
By the way,
he chomps away.
JJ, how are you using your utensils, by the way?
I don't even think JJ is really like bothering. I think he's gotten to the point where he's just so, yeah,
inebriated.
Like he was just not even just inebriated, not even inebriated, just tired and stressed, and like brain is shutting down, and like he was just stuffing his face with cheese. I think when Pieron comes over, he looks at him and just like mouthful, just like, oh, hey, Pieron, I got you your little sandwich, and like. Takes one out of his pocket. It's got like a little bit of lint on it and just hands it to Pieron.
It's like a little squished.
Yeah.
I get back to them and I say, we should go get the book now.
So
now,
I don't trust Silas. We should get it now.
I mean, what's happening?
We should just get it now. I don't have that much to explain. I got an incredibly vague message from the universe. And Silas had a scary hooded figure. We should get it now. I can go do it. I was about to just go do it, but I thought like I should at least inform you.
What is the new plan? Someone tell me.
The plan is the exact same thing, except I'm getting the book now.
Why are you getting the book now? How are you going to obscure it? You do realize that we're leaving through the Seven's Quarters, smashing. Estrella, if you go grab the book now, if we go get the book now, Estrella, you do realize that the person who owns the book, the person we're stealing the book from, is probably at this party and might see you with said book? Wouldn't that be, like, an issue?
It's very important. If we don't get the book now, I don't think we'll have the book.
I thought we were grabbing our stuff with the book and then going...
I have a very important... limited reason for me to believe this, but I truly believe that if we don't grab the book now, we won't get the book. Also, I'm whispering this. I know I've been yelling this, but I've been whispering
it
the whole time.
I figured you weren't just screaming this into the void.
I'm not that stupid.
Yeah, I assumed. I'm not going to be that DM that's like, oh, you're screaming in character, therefore I think you're screaming in character.
Yeah. So, yeah, if we don't get the book now, I don't think we'll get the book.
Okay.
The stars told me, as always. And I like, it was vague and not that helpful, but I believe I've decided this. It's true.
All right. You know what? I don't.
I can just
Let's go. All right. All right. We're going now. We're going to go to the servants' quarters. We're going to grab the stuff. And how are we getting home?
We're meeting them in the carriage in an hour as we leave through the servants' quarters. So I was thinking, why don't we just leave through the servants' quarters now and then figure out a way to stay outside for an hour-ish?
Or we could just vibe in the servants' quarters for an hour.
I was going to say, maybe we could hide in, or at least one of us could stay with the stuff in the servants' quarters. And then when the distraction is on, the other two collect that person.
Yeah, I could do that. I could go wait in the servants' quarters. And then you two, if you really want, you two could just come get me later.
All right. Well, I mean, Australia, you feel the most strongly about this and you can handle yourself. So I
strongly believe that if we don't get the book now, we won't get the book.
Yeah. So I think it only makes sense that you go protect the book and then we wait here for an hour and then come get you.
Okay. So give me the real reason. Is JJ saying this because he genuinely believes it? Or is JJ saying this because he doesn't want to stop eating cheese?
JJ genuinely believes this because JJ has very much seen that Astraea can handle herself. And then also Astraea feels the most strongly about it. So it makes the most sense that the most compelling character would go in JJ's narrative obsessed brain.
How are you going to get in? Because we've had a hard time the last few times.
I was just
going to walk through. Just
yeah. Now that you say that, like, it's probably not the best idea, but like, I don't know.
You got some sort of plan to get in there without drawing a lot of suspicion, because you then have to sit there for an hour, undisturbed.
Yeah, I didn't, but like, I was just gonna try to go in, like, servant, haha. But you're right.
So I will say you've kind of noticed this. The servants are basically all kind of standing in a formal line against each of the back walls right now. Like, oh, that's so where they're supposed to stand during mealtime. You could try getting in. It would be a lot harder than the other times. Like, even when it's like regular business as usual, it's a lot harder.
Okay, I've been trying to not turn into animals because I don't think that's fun.
Oh yeah, because you're a druid who hates animals.
I just don't want to turn into an animal, but I can't. Like, I was like, I could just turn into a mouse. I'm not going to do that though, because I don't want to. It'd have to be a small mouse. It couldn't be a tiny mouse.
Can you turn into a mouse right now?
Small things. I can't turn into tiny things.
I don't think mice count as small.
I'd be a small rat, Joseph.
No, you could be like a cat.
Like, could be
I
a cat.
I think cats are tiny too.
Could be a hawk, or like a hawks are pretty small.
That is the most incognito thing. Astraea can't into. Just a fly. Hawk, just fly.
Well, you could just fly. I don't know. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, let me turn into this grizzly bear and just walk in.
Oh, I'm thinking falcons. Falcons are small. Falcons are the small ones.
So technically, I was thinking of 3.5. I just can't have a flying or swimming speed, and my max challenge rating is a quarter.
Okay, so you can turn into like anything teeny tiny.
You can turn into a spider.
Yeah, I just can't fly or swim. A spider's preposterous.
Hold on, can we go back to this for a sec? Dunk, did you say a falcon was more incognito than a hawk?
All falcons a lot smaller, yeah.
It's still a falcon in a party. Like, oh, no one's gonna notice the freaking falcon.
I don't know, there's a lot of weird, eccentric, magic, rich people around. I mean, it's like, how many familiars do you think could possibly be at this party?
Anyways, this doesn't matter. I'm not turning into an animal because I don't think that's fun.
No, canonical, falcons are just stealth boys now.
Falcons the size of spiders.
I'm going to make that a thing. Teeny tiny falcons.
Yeah, that's the easy answer, and I don't think that's fun. So I'm not going to do it, because that's boring. I don't like animals. I'll have to figure out how I'm going to let myself summon animals. We'll figure that out in the future. So I don't strictly have a plan for how to do it, but I was thinking, you know, so the stars can surround me in shadow. You know, I can become really shadowy. That was a plan. Yeah, I do.
I could probably sneak in then. I could be the one to stand watch. I got soft footsteps. I'm quick.
Yeah, if you cast Pass Without Trace on Pieron, that's probably the safest bet.
Yeah, I just didn't want to like strictly like put Pieron in the thing that.
Oh, it's okay.
Also, I'd have to come with Pieron. Because it's like a bubble around me.
Oh, right. Oh, if only you could turn into like a spider and just be on his shoulder.
Of course, if I could turn into a spider or a bird, but we don't live in that world, do we? I can't just turn into animals. That's stupid. Can you do that?
Admittedly, no. I can just turn into other people.
Exactly. So I can't turn into animals. You can't turn into animals. Pieron, can you turn into animals?
No, as far as I know, no, I cannot.
So, off the table.
Astraea, there are many, many stories in which druids, like people who have magic like yourself, turning into animals. That is a known thing.
Yeah, like, I know that, like, theoretically there are people that are connected to the earth and blah, 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 but I'm connected to the stars, not the earth, and so I'm just clearly not that kind of druid. There's no boof animal. There's boof magic arrow and boof magic cup. But there's no like boof in a spider. It's just, that's not how it goes. Unfortunate. It'd be really convenient.
Is there a Puff the Magic Dragon?
There is a Puff the Magic Dragon, but there's no Puff the Magic Spider.
All right, fair enough. Is there a way that you could disguise yourself to look like a cook?
I did that already. We can do that once. We wasted that.
Oh, great. Okay. So, I mean, I can technically do it. I can technically do that whenever the hell I want. So...
Yeah, but if we need to be stealthy, I need to be there. So it doesn't matter if you can do it, and JJ, you could both be stealthy, and I could wait here and eat food. And we could see how it turns out.
I mean, that's the thing. We don't even need to be stealthy. I could just walk in with purpose and stay with the stuff, and then you two come collect me. All right?
Works for
Easy.
Me.
Because it seems like you're really... I'm seeing steam coming out of your ears here, just trying to figure out what to do.
Well, my plan was truly just to walk in with purpose as well. Just not as a chef, as a tiefling girl with a dread pantsuit and high heels.
I mean, if that's what you want to try, then God bless. I mean, we could do your thing, we could do my thing. Let's just, please, I want to go home.
Then you can do it. I'm not attached to him. I just think someone needs to be there. So let's go.
All right.
We split up. JJ is going to sneak into the storage room and vibe there for an hour while Astraea and I wait for the moment. So I guess... we can probably just speed through.
So yeah, so we'll cut to JJ going to the servants' quarters. So
as looking like a cook, disguising himself as a cook.
All right, so yeah, you get to the servants' quarters, and the servants are like, "Wait, sir, what are you doing on the floor? Cooks aren't allowed out of the kitchen."
Yeah, it's weird. When the food appeared, I also kind of appeared. I think there was a little bit of a mistake.
Okay,
so I'm just going to head right
get
back
in. Just get in. Cool. So as you go in, you kind of see Gloria still kind of over this pot, really frustrated. And no matter, like, he's tasting it, and then he goes, "Why is this gross? Why is nothing I make good?" And he's, like, putting in half a pound of salt to try and, like, because he's heard that, like, salting things makes them taste better. So he keeps putting in salt to make it better. And then he kind of looks at you and goes, "Oh, hey, JJ, hi. Whatever your name is, what are you doing back here?"
Well, it's a work thing. As you know, we're not allowed to really talk amongst ourselves about the different whatever roles or whatnot. I'm just gonna hang out in the pantry. But it does look like you're having some real difficulty here.
Oh, Wait, in the pantry? Why? What? I could use friendship.
I mean, yeah, sure. Let's have a little taste of this. All right. JJ ladles up and then he gets a tasting spoon and takes the tasting spoon into the ladle. That's what he does.
All right. It's the saltiest thing you've ever tasted in your life. Like, legitimately, it feels like you're licking a salt lick.
Okay, so Dunk is Caribbean, so that's cool. But JJ is not. So he spits it out. And so, this is almost purely salt. What did you do to this?
I added mushrooms and then tomatoes and then I salted and then apparently it was undersalted. So I added more salt and then apparently it was tasting bad because there were too many onions. So I added more salt to cut the onions and then apparently it still kept tasting bad.
When did the onions get in there?
Wait, don't you know this is an onion soup? I've been boiling onions for 7 hours.
All you said was mushrooms and tomatoes, man.
Yes, you're not here. This is onions. Yeah, Piron doesn't know what's in this soup. Get
this
out of here,
Piron.
This isn't
a Piron question. This is a Benji question. He listed a lot of ingredients, and none of them were onions in his onion soup. I'm just saying, I think that's where his flaw is.
All right. So, sorry, you put onions in this, but you also put mushrooms, and it's a purely onion soup.
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. I was told that when things are bad, add flavor to them.
Yes, add flavor to them, or you know, accentuate the flavors that are already there in such a way. Don't just rub salt in the wound that is this. What are you doing? Have you ever cooked
a
meal?
Pantry. Our goal is to get to the pantry so someone doesn't steal it. Bah.
Have you ever cooked a meal before?
Yes. What's your beef with onions?
I have no beef with onions. Or beef, for that matter. But what is this? I can't, like...
Okay, how would you make it better?
Well, you're making an onion soup, yes?
Sure. What's your point?
Yeah, okay, so, you know what? I'll show you. I'll fucking show you. And JJ grabs another pot and just decides to make his mother's onion soup.
And when you go into the pantry to grab the onions...
Like, it's not that hard. He's getting vegetable stock, all right? He's getting the onions. He's chopping it up. He's getting the herbs ready, all right? He's getting the salt. He's putting the right amount of salt in there, all right? He's caramelizing some of the onions on a frying pan to, like, you know, get that nice breading on top
Please
and that crunch
just go
and that flavor
check on
profile,
the book.
You know?
Please just go check on the book!
Nope. JJ doesn't get a chance to cook. I think before we ever even started recording, I think I actually told Joey the backstory for JJ, and that is the fact that he is the only academic in his family. His family actually owns, they're in the restaurant business, and he's the only member of the family that's not in the restaurant business.
That's correct. Cook your meal. So this takes about an hour.
And then when you go to get the book, the book's gone.
Can you roll a dexterity check to see how well you cook this?
Oh, why dexterity? Come on, that's the wisdom. What?
You know what? You're right. I will say it is a wisdom check. You're correct.
What kind of wisdom check would you like?
It's just a straight wisdom check.
Just straight wisdom. Alrighty. Alright, that's 11.
Okay, so you make this soup, and it actually doesn't look half bad. And you taste it, and you're like, just like Mama made it. And you, like, hand it to Gloria. Gloria looks at it and, like, sniffs it and goes, is that spice? And then takes, like, a sip and goes, yeah, it's okay. It's pretty good.
All right, well, you know what? Doesn't really matter because whatever we cook in here actually doesn't show up out there. There's already the whole dinner course out there magically appeared. I actually don't know why you're here.
They sent me here to make... Because they sent me here to make the onion stew because I kept screwing up the other stuff.
Oh, yikes. That means there's a whole other kitchen. You know what? I'm going to go.
As you're having this conversation, you hear a loud crash from the outside.
Of course you do.
And then you hear a, And then you hear a lot of laughter.
All right. I think that's my cue. I'm going to go check on the pantry. You stay here.
And then 5 seconds later... You hear a second, and then it doesn't stop.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. We also have a Ko-fi link, which is ko-fi.com/folksandfables. You can follow us on Twitter at folks_fables and Instagram at folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who has selflessly signed up to deal with all our idiocy. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support.